Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Equity Fights AIDS was founded in October of 1987 by the Council of Actors Equity Association. The money they raised across the country was used to support the Actors Fund's AIDS initiative. Broadway Cares was founded in February of 1988 by members of the Producers Group, and the money they raised was awarded to AIDS service organizations, including Equity Fights AIDS. The two organizations merged in 1992 and continue to fund the social service work of the Actors Fund and award grants to AIDS service organizations nationwide. Here now to tell us more about the history and mission of Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, is Tom Viola, Executive Director. Tom Viola, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. Glad to be here.
How did you come to your position as the Executive Director of Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS?
The hard way. How did I come to this? We began in 1988. It was two separate organizations, Broadway Cares, founded by a small group of producers, and Equity Fights AIDS, that came out of Actors Equity Association, the union for stage managers and actors, where I was working at the time as their special projects coordinator. And I was the assistant to the president at the time, an extraordinary actress and wonderful woman, Colleen Dewhurst. Colleen was very determined that Equity would get involved publicly, in a big way, in addressing the issues of initially the membership around of AIDS. So a committee was formed, the Equity Fights AIDS Committee. They determined that I would administrate the committee, help facilitate whatever it is, the fundraising efforts that they wanted to do. Colleen was extraordinary in basically saying, run with this ball, take it, do it. And so we did, and so I did. And that became a very big portion of my job. I mean, I think what my boss at the time, Alan Eisenberg, thought was it would be, you know, something that I just sort of did in addition to whatever else was happening up there. And it really became the sole focus of my job, with Colleen's support for that. So that's how it began. That was 25 years ago. We merged Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS in 1992 to become Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And literally immediately from the get-go, 1 + 1 = 8. And myself and a gentleman named Roger McFarlane, who was with Broadway Cares, he came on board. Roger was the executive director. I was the managing director. There must have been maybe four of us in a small office upstairs at the Equity Building. And I think in that first year, maybe we raised maybe $2 million, which was a jump, a considerable jump, from what we had done separately the year before. I move ahead 25 years. Basically, last year, in 2012, we raised over $14 million. We awarded nearly $11 million, about half of that to every program at the Actors Fund, not just the AIDS Initiative, another $5 million to over 450 AIDS and family service organizations, many of them with expanded missions across the country. So I think when Colleen said basically, go with this, run with the ball, I think even she would be, I think both proud, certainly proud, but amazed at sort of what's been accomplished since then. And really accomplished because of the extraordinary support that we have received over 25 years and received to this day from thousands of people in the Broadway community, in the American theater community, but certainly here in Broadway in just a way that's startling. The legacy of generosity, enthusiasm, creativity, support from the theater owners and producers to literally the front of house staff and the ushers and everybody in between those two is remarkable.
There are a few different ways by which you fundraise. You have a couple times a year, actors at the end of a show on Broadway say, just a couple more minutes of your time, thank you for coming, Equity Fights AIDS, buckets at the doors. You also have big events, big gala spectacle events. Could you tell us about the regular events that you have?
Sure. Well, let me differentiate between the two.
Please do.
How important both are.
Yes.
The appeals that Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS make twice a year happen in the fall, from about the middle of October through November, right before what is one of our most iconic events, annual events, the Gypsy of the Year competition. That's 6 weeks of fundraising. It happens again in the spring. It's happening right now, from about the middle of March through the end of April, prior to the Easter Bonnet competition. Those two events are really the heart and soul and muscle and the fundraising that happens before them allow us to do everything else. Last year, they raised nearly $7 million of the $14 million that we raised through everything else we do. So yes, when an actor appears at the end of a Broadway or off-Broadway show or a national tour across the country and makes a pitch, and folks in the show as well as our volunteers come around to the lobby and hold those red buckets, those singles, fives, and the occasional 20 and Benjamin that, you know, land in them equal literally millions of dollars in grant making. I would say that it is a deceptively simple fundraising process. What looks is, I think, actually wonderfully entertaining, because it's not presented as a PSA, a public service announcement, that prompts folks to participate so generously, is actually a mammoth operation that folks would not sort of, I think, be shocked to know sort of the buy-in, how many people make that possible, from the stage managers and the company managers, the actors that remain on stage, the front of house folks who join us in making it possible, the musicians and the crew who literally are willing to add 3 to 4 minutes to the end of their day, which can be a very big deal if you're trying to catch a train or need to get home. All of that cooperation and collaboration makes those appeals possible. So,
and I love, as an audience member, in two shows I saw yesterday, at the end of Annie, the orphans
yes.
tell the people what the buckets are about. Yeah. And at the end of Nice Work, when I saw it at least, Judy Kay gave the speech. And both were so engaging and still entertaining. Like you said, not a PSA, but actors talking about something they care about and getting people revved up and ready to donate.
It's wonderful. And the appeals change from show to show. I mean, some are wonderfully funny, an extension of the show. Some are very moving. I mean, with actors truly talking about something specifically heartfelt as to why they are participating in this, and then they hope the audience will as well. Some include auctions. Some include the sale of all sorts of things that they've made specifically. We give folks a sample speech, which is very sort of the factual and the bare bones of what they could say, and then they run with them. And again, I mean, there are people, I think, who hear it in terms of mission. We all volunteer to hold those buckets in the lobby, and I've had people come up to me and literally, you know, sort of grab my arm and say what it means to them to participate in this. And others are just thrilled to death to be able to buy a poster at Phantom of the Opera, signed poster, at Phantom of the Opera, Wicked, Once, all of these plays and musicals. And the pitches are amazing. I mean, David Hyde Pierce, Nathan Lane, truly give magnificent, concise, expert, hilarious, moving speeches, and then they run the they run the gamut, and then they're all very they all are wonderful in many ways, and I love actually when the kids in the show participate with holding the buckets. I think it allows the kids who are in the audience to actually have a first lesson in many cases about what it means to be part of a community and to be generous.
And then you mentioned the two biggest events, the Gypsy of the Year and the Easter Bonnet Comet.
They're the vaudevilles, the show that sort of celebrate the fundraising. We have a number of annual events as well that are probably, you know, the tent poles, if you will. The Broadway Flea Market that happens in Schubert Alley and actually in the neighborhood here around that at the end of every September, which includes, you know, it raises, you know, like $500,000 from basically all the shows and unions and guilds and offices selling theater-related, you know, memorabilia, signed pieces, opening night gifts that they have decided they don't need anymore, which they're happy to pass along for a donation. And there's a huge auction. There's a celebrity table. It's a big, big day. We kind of view it as Broadway's company picnic that we invite everyone to be a part of. We also do an event that's extraordinary called Broadway Bears in June, which is probably might be our best known event. But then when you put 200 nearly naked dancers on stage at Roseland, you can expect that you're going to get people's attention and be remembered. I mean, that's an amazing. Jerry Mitchell created that event. That's working with Michael Graziano in the Broadway Cares office. That is truly huge. I refer to it as Gay D-Day. I mean, it's a mammoth operation. And, you know, last year it raised over $1 million. It also allows us to engage with a lot of the younger members in the community, folks a good generation younger than myself, as well as all the dressers and stage managers and volunteers who all tend to skewer younger, perhaps, than they do in some of our other events. But it allows us to engage them in a message of the importance of safe sex. how this money is being put to work, why we do this, what it was in 1988, 1992, 1996 that prompted the creation of the organization. 2 years ago, we took them all, literally 500 folks, to see the Normal Heart, and then had a talk back with Larry Kramer and Daryl Roth and Jerry and myself. And it prompted an extraordinary and important conversation with a lot of these, and I hate to say it, but kids, you know, 25, 30-somethings, who maybe are having a great time and eager to participate. But I have to say, it can't hurt to remind them as to why we're all there. And we intend to do something similar this year.
Tell me more, please, about the Easter Bonnet competition.
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah. As you said, if you go to a Broadway show or see a national tour or an off-Broadway show right now and through about April 20th, appeals are being made all across, you know, across Broadway in all those shows, along with poster sales, signed poster sales, playbills, some auction items, a lot of things going on that people determine for themselves and the company. On April 22nd at 4:30 and April 23rd at 2 at the Minskoff Theater, home of the Lion King, we will then present the 27th annual Easter Bonnet Competition. You know, what began literally backstage at the palace with the original cast of La Cage aux Folles has now, and raised a few thousand dollars, has now literally grown to this really wonderful sort of insiders of extravaganza and a variety show that features a lot, you know, a lot of bonnets. You know, I mean, there'll be 50-some shows that participate in the fundraising. There'll be maybe 16 that participate in the onstage performances. There's an opening number that we create, as well as the acknowledgement of all the shows that have participated. But it's a great day for the community, for our major donors, who literally, it's two sold-out audiences at the Minskoff that is both fun, irreverent, again, many times quite, you know, moving, unexpectedly moving. But it's a celebration of all that we've accomplished over these previous 6 weeks.
In 2010, you and the organization were awarded a special Tony Award.
Yes.
What did that mean to you?
Oh, it meant the world to me. It's hard to describe. It was very moving. It brought back memories of so much that we've done before, beginning with Colleen, to have us recognized, to be sort of feel like we're an institutionalized part of the community here. It was nice to have my work recognized, certainly. But the only reason why it could be is because of the extraordinary support that I have from an amazing staff, a brilliantly supportive board, and literally, again, thousands and thousands of volunteers of all stripes in the community. I mean, if you work at Broadway Cares, what you're reminded of day after day after day is that nobody does any of this sort of work by himself, by him or herself. It is a continued lesson in flexibility, creativity, collaboration, anxiety. No, but you know, all of that, and it's all good. And what that turns into, that we always have to remember, and I have to remind the staff, or try to remind the staff all the time, is how that then turns into a safety net of social services, not only for all of us here in the entertainment industry, again, around HIV issues, around all sorts of health issues with the Women's Health Initiative, all sorts of healthcare support with the free clinic at the Hirschfeld, the Hirschfeld Free Clinic at the Friedman Residence. I mean, literally, there are 4,000 folks that are assisted annually by the Actors Fund. The money, the $4.5 million that we send up there every year makes that safety net of social services possible, which is basically, you know, well, helps a lot of us who are involved in the fundraising. But at the same time, the grants that we make to food banks, health clinics, supportive housing residences, all sorts of quality of life organizations are reaching out to hundreds of thousands of folks who never will probably be fortunate enough to walk into one of these extraordinary theaters on Broadway or on the road and experience what that creativity is all about.
Tom, thank you very much for making the time to speak with me today and for all of your good work.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah, very much.
Tom Viola is the executive director of Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. To learn more about the organization and to find out about upcoming events, visit broadwaycares.org, broadwaycares.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.